From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. Today's topic is phytoplankton from the notebook of master naturalist Rebecca Lexa. Did you ever wonder what that dark line of stuff along the waterline at the beach is? No, it's not pollution or dirt. It's phytoplankton. Phytoplankton are tiny microscopic plants that live in the ocean. They are a very important part of the ocean ecosystem, as many small creatures feed on them. Those small creatures are then eaten by larger animals, which are eaten by even bigger ones, all the way up the food web. There are even huge animals, like some whales, that eat the phytoplankton themselves. Everyone needs phytoplankton, even if these tiny plants aren't on the menu. They actually produce more of the world's oxygen than rainforests. Estimates range from 50 to 85% of oxygen coming from phytoplankton. While there are many, many trillions of individual phytoplanktons in the ocean, their numbers can be severely decreased by pollution, ocean acidification, and other ecological disasters. One group of phytoplankton, Pseudonychia, produce domoic acid. Buildup of this toxin in shellfish makes them poisonous to eat, though the only recorded illnesses were from a single incident in Canada in 1987. Coastal areas are monitored for domoic acid levels, and if they get too high, shellfish seasons are closed. As ocean temperatures warm due to climate change, we're likely to see more phytoplankton blooms leading to higher domoic acid levels, which will negatively impact shellfish harvesting. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge.